Now, social media was full of disinformation and misinformation on Sunday after a man carrying a gun shot himself dead in the Fairgreen shopping centre in Carlow town. Within a few hours of the shooting, the Gardaí said that the gunman was a white Irish male. But that didn't stop the wild rumours and lies circulating online. We're joined now by Ciarán O'Connor, senior analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. And Ciarán, thanks a million for talking to us. Will you give us some idea of the fake postings online about the shooting?
Sure, yeah, good morning. Yeah, the shooting in Carlow last Sunday was shocking, but what followed online was, I think, depressingly familiar. As soon as word emerged of the incident, rumours and claims surfaced online, making stunningly definitive but wholly inaccurate statements. One of the most notable ones claimed that apparently seven people, including a child, had been shot. That post was published on X and it has, I think, over 360,000 views at the moment. Hasn't been taken down, no kind of action identifying it as a false or misleading claim on the platform itself. And this is just one of the types of claims that made very concrete claims about the incident, but were not based in any factual basis whatsoever.
And are these usually orchestrated by Ciarán?
There's a kind of moth to a flame, dynamic going on where there's a rush to try and, especially from members of the far right, where we see lots of these claims emanate from, to portray such incidents under their own ideological viewpoint. And often it's not so much coordinated as just similar behaviour, similar actors acting in concert. And in doing so, they're knowingly contributing to disinformation, misinformation around incidents like this, given there is simply no way for first responders in the first instance to establish the facts in such a short time frame, let alone people following viral WhatsApp or social media posts from a distance either.
And is X the social media of choice?
It's probably the most popular. It's kind of the engine where we've seen so much viral mis and disinformation with serious or potentially harmful claims originate from, but other platforms play a significant role as well. TikTok can be quite central to the spread of this as well. And what we're really seeing here is how speed can outpace accuracy on these types of platforms. So false or misleading claims often go viral before facts are verified, and they're used to either create or reinforce a narrative that can be difficult to correct even after accurate information emerges. And what you're really then seeing is kind of the exploitation of an information vacuum, because it takes time for the Gardaí to establish facts, for journalists to do their reporting. But in that same time frame, we're seeing opportunistic figures exploit that information gap that can follow a crisis incident like this to push their own ideological agenda to gain followers or to even generate revenue online either.
And you make the point, Ciarán, that X in particular, that blue tick system that it has, it gives a financial incentive for people's posts to pick up as many followers and as many repostings as possible.
Yeah, blue tick accounts on X are rewarded financially via payments on the platform for the kind of the performance or kind of metrics surrounding their posts. So there isn't a kind of incentive structure there to create or post content that, in the terms of X, does well. So these platform incentives fuel the problem. Social media platforms are designed to reward sensationalism more often than accuracy. And these types of accounts can profit from engagement regardless of the accuracy or even the consequence of the content of their posts.
And the Gardaí coming out fairly quickly saying it was a white Irish male, it was similar to what the police in Liverpool did the previous week when the car ran over people at the Premier League celebrations, and getting that information out as well. But I wonder, is that a tricky strategy longer term? Because if and when something happens again and it's the perpetrator is not a white Irish male or a white English male, if they don't come out and give details, will that be seized on?
Yes, one of the most kind of recurring tropes you see in these spaces after incidents like this are claims that the Gardaí or the media are deliberately hiding or concealing the facts around incidents. In this instance, the strategy of the Gardaí sharing such specific information regarding the suspect or the detailed information they shared. They shared four statements by Monday lunchtime, quite unprecedented. I think this signals the force's attempts, like the police in Merseyside, I suppose, to combat the spread of rumours spreading online of potentially harmful misinformation before it has deadly consequences. And this is itself a result of the now years of evidence we have of how social media rumour mills can help fuel, post, promote harmful or serious claims containing misinformation around incidents like this.
Ciarán, thank you very much. Ciarán O'Connor, Senior Analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue.